Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday. Is today Thursday? Yeah, Thursday afternoon. I want to thank you all for joining me. Go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tom and Sarah. And also subscribe to my podcast, Tom and Sarah. And those will help. Now, I found out that I have over 1,000 listeners in South Africa, not including the ones in America, Germany, Indonesia, the Philippines, and other places, but 1,200 people listening in South Africa on my podcast. And I'm excited about that. It just like blesses my heart. To let you know, I do have some needs. One of them is I'm going to be moving into my apartment here pretty soon, and I need to raise $1,000 for the rent and also for the deposit for it. So if you want to give into that, I would appreciate that very much. It's Cash App will be $TomInSarah. And Venmo would be the @ Tom dash and Sarah. Also PayPal and Zelle if you want to do it that way. Google Pay, you can do that on Facebook, Tom and Sarah. But go ahead and subscribe to those channels as well. The more subscribers, then they start paying you for your stuff. So that's kind of a cool thing. You can also contact me at TomAndSarahMinistries@gmail.com. TomAndSarahMinistries@gmail.com. I have two books out for sale. I've been looking for them in my luggage. I can't find them. Anyway, there's two of them. One of them is called SOS, A 50-Day Journey into the Heart of God. The other one is called From Breakdown to Breakthrough, My Journey to Soul Health. You can get both of those on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart.com, and you can even get it any kind of .com that you have there. So go ahead and get those books. If you get them from me, it's $20, which includes shipping. Just email me or message me on Facebook, TomAndSarah@gmail.com. Or Facebook, which is Tom and Sarah. So you can go ahead and order the book through me. If you do, that'll be really, really great. Really help the ministry. I also have a GoFundMe out there now to try to find a vehicle. They have electric bikes for sale. There's this bike that I kind of looked at and liked. It was just over $3,000. But then I realized, you know, I could buy a car for that much. But there are electric bikes out there for sale for less. Anyway, if you want to give into that GoFundMe, just to email me or message me on Facebook, and I can get that information out to you. Praise God. Well, the last couple of days, I've been overwhelmed with a lot of things. We're going to be going through some scripture. So you can get a Leviticus 9 started. I want to talk about Isaiah 6 first. Isaiah 6 deals with Isaiah, who is a chief spokesman for Israel at the time. And he says he's undone. He encounters the holiness of the Lord and he is undone. He says that I am doomed. I'm a man of unclean lips and I live among people of unclean lips. You know, God is, when you get in touch with the holiness of God, you can't help but be undone. There's no possible way. God wants us to be holy, and you don't get holy by the do's and don'ts. Do this, don't do that, do this. It's not legalism, it's not religious laws that make you holy. The thing that makes you holy is the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, be perfect as my heavenly Father is perfect. And what happens is we become perfect by the blood of Jesus. We become the righteousness of God in Christ through the blood of Jesus. You get it? It's the blood of Jesus. He is Jehovah Tzidkenu, which is God, my righteousness. The personal God, the redemptive name of God is righteousness. And he makes you righteous. He says it is by grace that you've been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast. So don't boast in your righteousness. Understand that it was a gift of God. Your faith, the faith that it took to save you, was a gift of God. Isaiah, he's overwhelmed in the throne room of God. Overwhelmed. And the train of God's robe fills the temple. The four living creatures, which are also listed in Revelation 4, are the four living creatures are flying around crying out, holy, holy, holy. And the other ones are crying out, holy, holy, holy. Who was, who is, and is to come. God who was, who is, and is to come. The Lord God Almighty. All creation, the angels are crying holy, and all creation responds holy. In this process, Isaiah is overwhelmed, and he literally like repents right there. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live amongst the people of unclean lips. And then the angel came, and he touched the coal of the altar, took the coal off the altar with the tongs, touched his lips, and he said, you've been cleaned. In a sense, that is the blood of Jesus that touches us, that makes us clean. And in that process of being cleansed, he is able to hear the voice of God say, who will go for us? Whom shall we send? And he responds, here I am, send me. I have been enthralled with the heart of God. I have been enthralled with it, the holiness of God, the throne room of God, over the last couple of weeks since I've been back in Reading. I was scrambling when I got here, but then I was able to settle because I was walking around a lot. And I was able to settle my heart and be introduced again to the throne room of God. And in that throne room, that's where God shows up. And that's where God reveals his glory, the weighty glory of his presence. Amen. Go with me, please, to Leviticus 9, okay? And you know, well, maybe you don't know the story. Moses and Aaron are introducing the priestly ministry. The priestly ministry begins at this point, and I want to read some of this to you. He says in verse 4 of chapter 9 of Leviticus, for today the Lord will appear to you. He's talking about the sacrifices, and then he said, for today the Lord will appear to you. Verse 6, and the glory of the Lord will appear to you, doing all these offerings, and the glory of the Lord will appear to you. The glory of the Lord will appear to you. Verse 23 of Leviticus chapter 9, and Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting, and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all people. Verse 24, and fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. That word shouted was they shouted for joy. And they fell on their faces because the presence of God was there. God had to appear. God had appeared to them. They fell on their faces for joy, shouted for joy. If you do your sacrifices correctly, and what are the sacrifices of the Lord? A broken and contrite heart, right? That's the sacrifices of the Lord. It's not the kid. Jesus already was dead. Jesus already died for our sins and for our acceptance. And all we have to do is come before him and thank him and receive him as Lord of our lives. And then God pours out his Spirit. And we have access to his presence every moment of every day if we really want him. Now, the cry of the baptism of the Holy Spirit or the weight of his glory is not it. I felt it. No. You felt him. The baptism of the Holy Spirit's cry is not, I got it. It's, I saw him. When was the last time you really saw Jesus? In Psalm 27:4, one thing I've desired of the Lord, and that is what I'm going to seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and behold the beauty of the Lord. And then he goes on, and then he says, the Lord said to me, seek my face. And my soul cried out, Lord, your face I will seek. It is in that presence of God that you get his presence and he takes a hold of you. There's another instance in 2 Chronicles chapter 5. I'll start reading at verse 11. This is all during the building of the temple, Solomon, and the dedication of the temple. And here it is, verse 11 of chapter 5. And it came to pass, remember, that as an aside, nothing against you ever comes to stay. It comes to pass. And when the priests came out of the most holy place, for all the priests were present and had sanctified themselves into keeping to their divisions. And the Levites, who were the singers, all those of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, and their sons and their brethren, stood on the east end of the altar, clothed in white linen, having cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps, and with them 120 priests sounding the trumpets. Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were as one. That's an important line there. They were as one. They were in complete unity. To make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good and his mercy endures forever, that the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house. They couldn't continue because the cloud filled the house, the glory of the Lord. And then in chapter 7, verse 1, when Solomon had finished praying, now Solomon goes through in chapter 6, praying, and then all of a sudden, chapter 7, he says, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. and the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. And then all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple. They bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good and his mercy endures forever." God shows up and they can't handle it. I want to go back to Leviticus 9 for a second. Moses and Aaron went, verse 23, they went into the tabernacle, and the glory of the Lord appeared to the people, and then fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering. It's quite possible that our friend Elijah heard about this. Chapter 18 of 1 Kings. Elijah goes up into the mountain. You know the story, right? Maybe you don't, but he goes up into Mount Carmel, and he's fighting against the prophets of Baal. He's basically fighting for Israel, and he calls the prophets of Baal, 450 prophets of Baal. But not only that, there were also 400. This is crazy. There were also 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. So there's 850 prophets, of evil prophets, that were up on this mountain with Elijah. And then what happened was Elijah said, okay, the God who answers by fire, he is the Lord. And in this story, and I'm not going to read it, but in the story, the prophets of Baal are dancing around, they're cutting themselves, they're beating themselves, they're screaming and yelling, and Elijah is mocking them. And he says, well, maybe your God is on the toilet. Maybe he's at the outhouse. Scream louder. So they scream louder and nothing. So then Elijah has them pour water on his sacrifice. So much water that it filled the ditch around the altar. And then he calls on the God of heaven, and the God of heaven comes and consumes the offering. He consumed the offering. What am I telling you today? Why are you telling me this, Tom? Well, I'm going to tell you the reason. I'm going to put the books down and I'm going to preach. What I'm telling you today is that God is pouring out his Holy Spirit. God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Tom, the God of you, if you've given your life to Jesus, is pouring out his Holy Spirit, and all we need do is receive him. We receive him, and there are many times when I've been in a meeting or I've been praying and my hands would catch fire. My hands would start to burn, and I would feel heat come all over my body. And usually that meant that I needed to pray for someone for healing. And sometimes it was just that God wanted to encounter me. And the weighty presence of his glory would be like fire around me. I remember I was laying on the floor in the healing rooms, October 9th, I'll never forget it, October 19th, 2019. And the presence of God, you know, I was getting prayer for my shoulder. And as I was sitting and waiting, as I was praying around me, there was a space open in the middle of the healing room. And if you've ever been there, you'll note that's very rare. And this healing in this room had an open space in it. And in that open space, there was a fire that God was there, and people that were around that fire got touched by the presence of God, that the weight of his glory touched them, and they were on the floor. I got on the floor. God said, get on the floor, get on your knees and worship me. And so I was just starting to worship, and as I lifted my hands, the fire blew higher, and the fire got hotter. And as that was taking place, the weight of his glory, the Chabad of God, came down upon me, and almost like it was so heavy that it pushed me to the ground. I was laying face down on the ground, and I had an encounter with the Lord face to face there. The fire of God will always consume his sacrifice. Are you a living sacrifice where God's fire can consume you? The Bible says that God's love is a consuming fire. God is a consuming fire. You will never be the same. You're either consumed by him or you're not. If you're not consumed by him, give your life to him today unconditionally. And go for it. It's more than just goosebumps. It's more than just shaking. It's more than just bowing. There's more. More and more and more. And you got to go for it. And if you don't go for it, you're going to be left behind. And God does not want you left behind because he gave you this time today for these purposes. Do you want to give your life to Jesus today? Do you want to be consumed by him? Because you're either going to be consumed by him now, the fire of God, or you're going to be consumed by the fire of hell if you don't receive him. It is time to pour out. Now, I shared this yesterday. Somebody contacted me, and I'm not going to mention their name. They were asking me to do things that were not of the Lord, and to partake of some things, and I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't do that. But I will tell you this, the one that can give you money is Jesus. The one that can provide for all of your needs is Jesus. Give your life to him, then you become part of his family. Well, one thing is more is that you get consumed by him. He consumes you. God is amazing, man. Just surrender to him today. Come under this consuming fire. Because when you're consumed by God and when the glory of the Lord comes, you cannot stand the minister. You can't stand in his presence. God is a jealous God. He'll have no other gods before him, not even you, not even your feelings. Don't worship the manifestation. Worship him. Worship Jesus. Do you want revival in your country? Those of you in South Africa, Germany, Indonesia, the Philippines, Japan, United States. Do you want revival? Surrender your heart to God. Bring him your sacrifice, your living sacrifice. Romans 12:1. We present ourselves, our bodies, a living sacrifice. He takes it and makes us new. Praise God. Well, anyway, I got to go. But I just wanted to encourage you today to go for him. Praise God. Again, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tom and Sarah. Subscribe to my podcast, Tom and Sarah. you're listening on one of those other ones, go to Facebook and Tom and Sarah, and you can see these lives. I'm not looking for a following. I'm looking for you 50 years after you've been born again, still walking strong in the Lord. Again, if you want to give into this ministry, I would welcome it. You can go ahead and Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle. You can give into this ministry. Give what the Lord puts on your heart to give. Right now, I have a need of $1,000 for housing to get into my apartment. I need money for a vehicle, a bicycle, an e-bike, whatever. You want to give into that? I have a GoFundMe account right now for those things. You can go. I'm trying to raise $4,000. For an e-bike, for food, and for lodging. I came here with nothing, but I'm not worried about it because I'm throwing myself at the mercy of God. And I didn't do it presumptuously. The Lord spoke to me to do this, to come back to Reading. My heart has been filled over and over again. Been touched by the Lord over and over again. Praise Him because He is worth it. Why don't you partner with this ministry? Invest in the gospel. Every person that I lead to the Lord, if you invest in this, it's going to be credited to your account as well. Every person that gets encouraged, strengthened, gets credited to your account as well. This next summer, I'm going to be taking teams to two different. I'd like to go to two different places. One of them will be Alaska for 2 weeks. I spent three seasons there, three summers there, and a couple of winters, and scouted it out. And we're going to go into different villages, and we're going to minister the gospel. So I'm looking for people to come. Looking for a team. I want to go to Latvia as well. For a couple of weeks. My heart also is to have a place, a meeting place for Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays up here in Reading to minister to the lost, to pray for the sick, to present the gospel, have local Christian music come and play while we minister. It's not going to be in the easiest part of town, but it's not going to be in the worst either. So I'm looking for a team to help lead that. Not just me, but a team. If you want to be a part of that, text me or email me. TomandSarahMinistries@gmail.com. I'll tell you how to get involved. Maybe I'll talk about some things I've noticed here in Reading since I've been back. And then we'll go from there. Well, anyway, God bless you guys. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your time. I appreciate the fellowship that we have together. Anyway, God bless you guys. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.